Welcome to the Flathead Home Show, your active local source for all things real estate in the beautiful Northwest region of Montana. My name's Justin Mecha, and I've got a great show for you. Talking about the housing market predictions, highly inspired by this Dave Ramsey article that, your good buddy Matt Desch shared with me. He threw it at me and he said, "What do you think?" I said, "I think we should talk about it on the radio. What about that? How about that?" I want to thank my great sponsors who help me bring this radio show to you each and every weekend. All About You Wellness and Aesthetics and Montana Basement Solutions, solving your water and mold problems for good. All right, friends, ready? Buckle up. We've got some information for you this weekend. Here we are, February 2024. What is going on? What has happened? Well, you know what's interesting about this article, Matt? It comes in on the heels of actually one of the tightest months in real estate in a decade. For us, okay, for us. I'm not talking about the nation because the nation plays by different rules. For us in Montana, December of 2023 was one of the tightest months of real estate inventory that we have seen in over 10 years. And I'm gonna unpack that for you. For those of you who are listening, hang on. I'm going to throw some numbers out there. For those of you who are watching the video, I will put the graph up there. And for those of you listening, if you want to check out KJJR.com, you can go through the history of our shows. We've been on the air for over 5 years, Matt. 5 years they've allowed me into this building to put this stuff out there. That's pretty cool. Somebody is sleeping at the wheel. And then for those of you who want to check out the video, look us up on Facebook, The Flathead Home Show, and I'll have the video up there for you. All right. So what I do like, Matt, about this article, what Dave Ramsey and his crew put together here, what I can appreciate is that he is optimistic in the home market, in the housing market, the predictions for 2024. So let's address one of the elephants in the room, and that is will it crash? And I can't wait for it to crash because that's when I'm going to buy. Not happening. You know, not happening. Here's what Dave has to say about that. Forecast, will the housing market crash in 2024? If you're concerned about the housing market potentially crashing in 2024, you can put those worries to rest. Not only will prices not drop substantially in 24, but prices are actually more likely to continue rising. We're going to unpack that in a little bit here. The National Association of Realtors predicts that when August of 24 rolls around, existing home prices will be 2.6% higher than the year before. Freddie Mac expects a 0.8% bump during the same time frame. Let's just cut it to the chase here. What is going on here, Justin? Yeah, I agree with this. The inventory is, because the inventory is still considered low or tight, and the demand is still considered high, you don't have to travel too far down the road of economics to understand that when inventory is low and demand is high, prices go up. And when demand is also influenced by current interest rates, which have recently dipped, okay? So not that long ago, we were shopping in the 8% range, and that was tough for those of us who are used to 2, 3, and 4%, 8% is tough, right? For those of us who bought homes in the 80s, hold my interest rate, watch this. They're used to that stuff, right? Of course, your prices in the 80s were a little different than they are today. However, 8% was tough. It then dropped to 7. And actually, my wife and I closed a really good book of business in November and December because interest rates were in the 7s. And a lot of our buyers, borrowers, landed at interest rates in the 7% range. Now they're in the 6s. Should those rates drop to the 5s, hang on. Prices are going to dramatically change. Here's why. Let me break this down for you. For those of you who drive in and playing along, here's really simple math. Here's how the 6% and the 5% work. 6% means $600 per $100,000 borrowed. Okay. So $400,000 means $6, $12, $18, $2,400 a month. That's how you can do really fast calculations on your potential mortgage payment when you're shopping. Okay. Remember though, people don't buy prices, they buy payments. It doesn't matter if it's a $400,000 house. What matters is that we can afford $2,400 a month. And here's the other thing that you have got to come to reality with. And this is where I'm going to start to debunk a little bit of this article, Dave. You're paying a mortgage anyways. Because part of the article says, like, if you can't do this, if you can't do A, B, and C, and D, and E, then continue renting. I'm sorry, you're still paying a mortgage. You're paying somebody else's mortgage, which is absolutely the worst mortgage you can pay. Because you're not getting any of that back, right? So, yes. Here's the answer to the question. Should I buy a home? Yes. Is now a good time to buy a home? If it is for you, yes. Make it happen. Even my friends who bought at 7%, when those interest rates, should those interest rates drop to 5, oh my gosh, they're going to refi. And here's the cool thing about that. I mean, we just got you financially fit to run a marathon. And if it's only a 5K, you're going to crush the 5K. All right. So, take the stab at it, jump at it and go for it, because should that drop, then you can capitalize on it. Okay. Let's do some real simple math though. Coming back to the $400,000 at 6%, 6, 12, 18, 24. If it drops to 5, 10, 15, 2000. Okay. So that's a $400 a month difference in just 1%. That's why the rate will influence the amount of buyers coming to the table to consider the opportunities, which is why, friends, I know that you're thinking, well, we'll wait till interest rates drop. Guess what will happen also? The amount of buyers that are on the market will increase, and therefore the prices will go up, which could potentially negate any savings whatsoever, because if the prices are higher, then what was the point? So is now a better time? For all of those reasons, yes. Jump in now. In fact, I'm encouraged. If you can buy a home at an interest rate that's slightly higher than your comfort zone, then should those things change, you're now better. All right. Hey, I'm going to break some of this down a little bit further, and we're going to talk about the historical change in value over the last decade plus in here in the Flathead Valley. My name is Justin Metcha. This is the Flathead Home Show. We'll be right back.
This is Eric Bodine, owner of Montana Basement Solutions. Our team has worked hard over the years to earn a solid reputation in the industry in fixing and preventing water-related problems in your home. We also specialize in mold testing and remediation services, often working with top contractors, architects, and even healthcare professionals in the Valley to ensure your home is healthy and safe for you and your family. If you are building, ask your contractor if they're working with us. If you suspect a problem in your home, call us directly. Montana Basement Solutions, 871-5971.
And we're back. My name is Justin Metcha. This is the Flathead Home Show, your active source of local real estate information across the beautiful region of Northwest Montana. Hey, we're talking about this article written from the Ramsey Network, Dave Ramsey, and it's simply titled The Housing Market Predictions for 2024. And a lot of this stuff I appreciate. Here's a couple of things that I'm going to challenge just a little bit here. Okay, so Dave says this, or the article says this, don't consider making a purchase. It says here, actually, should I buy a home in 2024? It says here, yes, if and only if you can check off these boxes. The first one, you're debt-free. Okay. Raise your hand if you're debt-free. Yeah, not a lot of people can raise their hand there. I guess not a lot of people are going to buy houses. Thanks. No, let's continue the conversation though. Box number two, you have an emergency fund of 3 to 6 months of expenses. You know what? I'm going to say yes to that. Yes, that's a good idea. And here's the thing. If it's 2 to 4 months, that's okay. That's a really great start. Put yourself on a financial plan so that inside of 12 months, you now have 3 to 6 months of expenses in a savings account, right? And you can even put that into a savings account with a bank or credit union that's offering a really great rate of return on a CD. I mean, that's like your savings growing. So do that. It says here that your housing monthly payment, your monthly house payment will be 25% or less of your monthly take-home pay on a 15-year rate mortgage. I disagree with that entirely. First of all, you don't need to think that way. Here's why. Because you will be qualified for a loan if your mortgage payment is even greater than 25% of your take-home pay. And they're not going to look that, they're not going to compare that to a 15-year mortgage. A 15-year mortgage will likely be a lot more expensive than a 30-year mortgage. Most people go for 30 years. Why? Because you're taking the payment, you're stretching it out over 30 years, and therefore the payment is more affordable. Here's why I call it a 30-year mortgage and not a 30-year commitment. Because it's not. Because very, 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 very few people, and they're probably silly, actually hang it for the duration of its note. They're either going to refi, they're going to sell, and in both of those situations, the original note's going to get paid off and a new one's going to be installed. For those of us who want to get creative and savvy, you can actually accelerate your mortgage payments, and there's books and education opportunities, and I know a few tricks or two, and we might talk about that on the radio, how you can accelerate your mortgage payment and pay off your mortgage instead of 30, it becomes 22, instead of 22, it becomes 15. There's ways to make it faster. So stop thinking that 30 years is a long time, because it's going to happen anyways. You may as well be depositing equity into your pocket. The final thing he says here, you have a down payment of 20% is ideal because you'll avoid paying PMI or private mortgage insurance, but 5 to 10 is okay too. You know what? I'm not going to fully check that box, because 20% is not the most common down payment. It's much closer to 10%, and PMI is actually not that expensive. You know what is expensive? 20%. 20% means you're taking money from something else to borrow it at what, 5, 6, 7%? That's still considerably historically cheap money. Let me break this down for you. Which is greater, Matt? Let's see, 4% or 300%? Yeah. Matt is the mathematician and clearly proven in that answer, because 300%, yes, by all measures and on all rulers, is much greater than 4%. Here's why I asked the question. In 2011, let's go back in time a little bit. Hot tub time machine for a moment here. 2011, the median sales price, I'm not going to discuss median versus average right now. We did a show on that in the past, kjjr.com. However, I'm going to discuss median, not average. Median sale price in the in Flathead County in 2011 was $195,000. That doesn't buy a closet today. $195,000 median sale price in 2011. We also had 2,078 opportunities on the market. Homes for sale, 2,078. Today, median sale price, 600,000. Much bigger, right? Opportunities on the market, 463. No, I'm sorry. Mistake. 733 today. 733 homes for sale on the market. 2,078 back in 2011. Median sale price 2011, $195,000. Today, $600,000. Yeah, a lot bigger. Here's what happened. Let's go through this time, and I'm going to take just a second to do so. From 2011 to 2019, we saw the number of homes on the market for sale available decrease by 47%. Now, Matt, you and I were around, and I was even selling homes in this time frame. Did it feel like a dramatic decrease? No, it was kind of a gradual decrease. However, in January of 2019, we had 982 opportunities versus 2,078 in 2011. So that's a 47% decrease. Meanwhile, the value, the median price, went up 58% to $309,283. From 2019 to 2021, December of 2021. So basically what happened in 8 years just happened in 4 years. 2019 to 2021, the number of opportunities decreased by 47% and the price went up 65%, right? So in the automobile world, we call that a turbocharger. The values went dramatically higher and the opportunities went dramatically lower. Now, the tables are shifting a little bit. While values are still increasing slightly, inventory is also increasing. So we're going to see things taper off. Are we going to return to 195? No, not at all. However, will it become a little bit, quote unquote, a little bit more normal? Yeah, I think so. We'll talk about this more in the future. This is the Flathead Home Show. My name is Justin Mecha. Be safe, be well, have fun. And of course, as always, friend, welcome home.